And welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you would like to get in touch, please do. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. My TikTok handle is amybutler66, AmiEbutler66. My Instagram is amybutler96, and those DMs are always open, as well as our podcast Instagram, which is asexualsanonymous.com. Podcast. Please go follow along there for all the updates and fun things that will happen when I get onto it. We are also on YouTube, so go check us out. When we have guests on, it's me and the guest. When it is me and my anonymous friend, it's just me, but it's still fun nonetheless. But yeah, go subscribe over there and you'll get notifications as to when we upload, which is normally every Friday. Anyway, let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, my anonymous friend. Are you there?
Imagine if I just, like, left.
You're like, I've had enough.
Yeah, but no, I'm not. That wasn't the direction that I thought the song was going to go in.
Yeah, I agree with that. It wasn't the direction I thought I was going to take it in either. But, you know, I don't think the brain's attached to the mouth again this week, to be honest.
Fantastic.
What I forgot to say in the little intro is if you can like, rate, download, subscribe, comment, I don't know, anything to support the podcast, please do. Everything is massively appreciated. Every little move that you do is massively appreciated. So please do whatever you need to do. And yeah, you will be loved. You will be found, in the words of Dear Evan Hansen.
Wow.
You will be found when the dark
song as well. Okay.
Don't you need a friend to carry you? Yeah, that one. Anyway, friend, how are you doing?
Oh, I feel much more sprightly now. I've just been welcomed into the podcast in such an interesting way.
Yeah, but you're welcome. I have been cold all day and I feel very hot now.
I am boiling.
Are you? I've actually got a big old jumper on. If you're watching the YouTube channel, you can see. But this jumper's not been on for a good, like, 3 months.
Yeah, but me and you are always kind of polar opposite temperature-wise. I'm like a lizard. I'm always hot.
I'm like a lizard.
Lizard. I've seen that new TikTok. Lizard, lizard, lizard.
No.
I'm going to send it to you, and you're going to hate me.
Oh, God. Do you get just the tongue lizard like that?
No, it's just like a little... I feel like
sorry for you watching that. This is unedited again this week. Just a little lizard.
It's just like a little dude. That's well, it.
Just as I've said. Lizard. Okay, you can stop that now. Lizard. So I literally just said this is an uncut episode and now I'm tempted to cut that out.
Lizard.
Brilliant. So, yeah, how are you doing? How are you doing first of all?
I'm all right. I'm very, very busy at the minute.
But you are. You're a busy girl.
Busy girl. But I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Busy too and in like the best way possible. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've spoken about it on here, but I'm about to go into like one of the biggest jobs of my life. And
you do speak about it, but you won't tell anyone what it is.
No, I was tempted to just then.
I thought you were, but no. Shushy.
I really want to.
No, you're not. Shut.
I will. But last week I had my first day, I can say meeting the cast, yeah, and sort of like rehearsals,
yeah,
if you can call them rehearsals. Yes, it's all very, very exciting and I can't wait
I'm overjoyed for you. I'm very excited for you.
I'm so excited. The day's filming start on Monday. Not today. Well, today, okay, this comes out on Friday, so yeah, by the time this comes out I'll have 2 days. Saturday, Sunday. Anyway,
And I will not be here.
Yeah, so big announcement for you listeners. Lovely, lovely dear listeners. We're going to stop for season one. So this is going to be the last episode of season one. We're going to have a bit of a break. We're going to have a bit of a summer break. And then we're going to come back for season two. But don't worry. We're not gone for too long. How long are we going for?
I want to say, like, maybe a month-ish.
Oh, is it that long?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. It's a month. We've actually not discussed how long this is going to be.
No, we haven't. I guess until...
Because you're busy. You're not in the country. That's basically the ish.
I'm jetting off.
You're jetting off. You're leaving on a jet plane. Don't know. No, you will be back again. What was I going to say? We were going to cluster record, which I don't think I like the word cluster. Just to PSA.
I could do without it.
I think I find a different term. We were going to...
Group
mass record.
Mass record, yeah.
Mass record. What were you going to say?
I was going to say we would just group it. We were just going to record loads of episodes in one go, back to back.
Mass record.
But that don't really work for us Chaos Queens, does it?
No. So, yeah, we've decided to do seasons. The seasons wasn't in the plan, but I think it actually worked quite well because, to be fair, my brain could do with a bit of a brain break. Especially with the new schedule that's coming up in my life. And yeah, you're busy, so why not? Why not? And it also gives everyone an opportunity to go back and listen to any eps that they want. You can go rewatch them on YouTube. I do think the later episodes are better than the first episodes, but I actually might go and re-listen to the first episodes just to compare, see how we did.
Well, I got a lot of hours on a plane and in airports and travelling about, so I might start from the beginning and
listen to it
from the beginning.
It's like I'm going to be with you the whole time.
It's because I can't cope without your voice coming in my ears.
Ew.
Had to get that one in there. Had to.
Don't like it. I'm just fiddling with my hair back. So how excited? I'm excited to have like a break and then reconvene. But yeah, like I say, it also gives people a chance to write in and message in and rewatch/listen and make sure they've subscribed and blah, 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 blah. And then we'll reconvene in September.
Yeah.
Because right now it's August, just for the timeline.
It is.
So what I thought today we could do to round up this jolly season one is... a quiz. Asexuality quiz. Who doesn't love a quiz? And let's see how much we've learnt. Well, you've learnt, because I'm going to look at the answers.
Oh, so it's not a quiz. This is a test for me.
No. I don't like tests.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, a quiz seemed more fun because I thought that we were, like, quizzing against each other. But this is you asking me questions. So it's either a quiz, a test, or a job interview, but it's not a quiz.
Okay, right.
You're interviewing me.
There is a way that we can do it together.
No, it's fine. Let's do it. It's okay.
No, I want in on this quiz. I want to be tested. Now you've said that. So I won't look at the answer, except I've just seen the answer to question one. So question one's for you. And it's going to go easy to hard.
Okay.
But I've not looked at the question, so that could be made up. So let's see. Are you ready?
Whenever you're ready.
Do you want to do a jingle? Do you want to make up a jingle? That's not a jingle. Do you know what a jingle is?
Oh, a jingle, like, what, for the quiz? I thought you meant like a buzzer. Like.
I knew you meant that. I knew that's what you meant. No, a jingle like this. I'll make one up. It's the asexuality quiz, yeah!
Couldn't have done it better myself.
You. Okay, are you ready? Question one. What does the term asexual mean? Someone, oh, it's got, no, wait, it's got multiple choice. A, someone who doesn't want to date. B, someone who experiences little to no sexual attraction. C, someone who dislikes people. D, someone who only dates online.
Well, I feel like I'm like at least three out of those four things, but
But only one of them means that you are asexual.
it is little to no sexual attraction. What's that? It's B or C?
It was B. You are correct.
B.
Asexuality is a sexual orientation where someone experiences little to no sexual attraction to others. Ding, ding, ding. Question two. Play along at home or in the car or on your walk, wherever you're listening slash watching. How many questions do you get right? Message in with your total. Are you ready? Question two. Which of the following is true about asexual people? They never fall in love. Oh, A. They never fall in love. B. They are automatically celibate. C. They can have romantic relationships. D. They all have the same experience.
C.
They
They
can
can have a
have
romantic
really
relationship.
romantic. They can have romantic relationships. Correct. Many asexual people experience romantic attraction and may pursue romantic relationships even if they don't experience sexual attraction. This is great. Question three. What is the term for someone who experiences occasional, in bold, or situational, in bold, sexual attraction? Is it A, aromantic, B, bisexual, C, demisexual, or D, heterosexual?
To C. Demi. Is that C?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. That was a
You're
long pause. I
so
was like, I'm not, I know that I've not got this one wrong.
good. Sorry, was that the suspension? Suspension?
Dramatic pause was like stressful for me.
Is suspension the right word? Suspense.
Suspense. Full?
Suspension's what you have on your car, isn't it?
Yeah, on your bike.
So it's
Suspense.
not
Is,
suspense.
yeah.
Yeah, cool. Glad we cleared that one up. Okay, question four. What does the term aromantic mean? A, someone who doesn't like sex. B, someone who experiences little to no romantic attraction. C, someone who avoids relationships. Or D, someone who only has platonic friends.
B, someone who
Correct,
not
someone.
feel romantic attraction.
Correct. Aromantic people experience little to no, little or no romantic attraction, regardless of sexual orientation. Question five. Is asexuality a medical condition or something that needs to be fixed? A, yes. B, no.
B.
Correct. Asexuality is a valid sexual orientation and not a disorder or dysfunction. Holla to that. Anything to add? No. Okay, sweet.
I can't
Question.
follow up with a holler. I can't beat
I
that.
love a good holla. Question six. Which flag represents asexuality? A. Rainbow with a pink stripe. B. Blue, white, and red stripes. C. Black, grey, white, and purple stripes. D, yellow, white, purple, and black.
C.
Correctamundo. The asexual pride flag includes four horizontal stripes: black asexuality, grey asexuality, demisexuality, white non-asexual allied partners, and purple community. What? That's wild. I didn't know
Every
that.
day's a school day.
But also, I don't. That's a conversation to have because. My initial reaction to that is that I don't agree. Come back for season two to find out why. Interesting, yeah. Question seven. What is grey asexuality or grey A? A. Someone unsure of their orientation. B. Someone with rare or occasional sexual attraction. C. Someone transitioning out of asexuality, or D. A romantic preference for older partners.
Oh.
Well, I kind of wish transitioning out of asexuality was an option.
That would be nice. I was going to say, is this B? But C would be good.
Could it be C? That would be great. I'm only joking. We're trying to enjoy who we are, aren't we? Anyway.
Is it B?
The answer. Huh?
Is it B?
Correct. Grey asexual people experience sexual attraction infrequently or under specific circumstances. Okay, here's the second part of the quiz. This one is advanced asexuality.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
No.
You are so ready. Which of the following best describes the difference between sexual attraction and sexual behaviour?
Is this a psychology quiz?
I just think this is, like you said, every day's a school day.
Yeah, but I don't like getting things wrong.
No, that's where we learn. Mistakes is where we grow. Okay?
Okay. Yes, boss.
Which of the following best describes the difference between sexual attraction and sexual behaviour? Attraction always leads to behaviour. B. Behaviour determines your orientation. C. One can behave sexually without experience sexual attraction. D. They are the same.
It's got to be C.
It's got to be C. It is. A person might engage in sexual activity for various reasons, e.g. bonding. Don't get confused with bondage. Curiosity. Sorry.
I was not expecting.
Very different.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
If you don't call this episode Bonding Not Bondage, I am not going to be
ready. There we go. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sorry.
As well as that, curiosity or partner's needs, for example. Even if they don't feel sexual attraction themselves. Do you remember the question?
No.
A person might engage in sexual activity for various reasons, even if they don't feel sexual attraction themselves. Oh, that's not the question. That's the answer to the previous. Sorry, give me a sec. I just need to breathe. Okay. Question two. The term split attraction model is often used to A. separate romantic and platonic orientations. B. Distinguish between physical and emotional intimacy. C. Describe people with attraction to multiple genders. D. Describe someone's romantic and sexual orientations as independent.
Oh, the only one I don't think it is C. Oh.
Yeah, it's not C. So it's either separate romantic and platonic orientations.
I don't think it's that.
No, it's not. Distinguish between physical and emotional intimacy. The term is split attraction model, by the way. Split attraction model.
I think maybe D.
Describe someone's romantic and sexual orientations as independent.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh.
I've never heard of that.
That's cool.
That is cool. The split attraction model recognises that romantic and sexual orientations may not align. E.g., a person may be asexual but biromantic.
Mm.
Love that. Amazing. Question three. Which of the following would not fall under the asexual spectrum? Demisexual, greysexual, lithsexual, pansexual.
Pan.
Correct. D. Pansexual is a separate orientation where people feel sexual attraction to others regardless of gender. Demisexual and grey sexual fall under the asexual umbrella. That one was easy.
Yeah. After we did Love Island, Asexual Island, I know.
Yeah.
I can recognise me a subcategory.
Yes. That was a good learning experience, that. Question four. What does lithsexual mean, or acheosexual? Acheosexual? We've seen lithsexual before. Lith?
Mm.
Right. A. Someone who is sexually repulsed. B. Someone who experiences sexual attraction but doesn't desire reciprocation. C. Someone who only feels attraction in dreams. D. Someone who is unsure if they felt sexual attraction.
Is it B?
It is. Well done. Because I would have said A, which is not correct. B. Lithsexual individuals may experience sexual attraction, but they do not want that attraction to be returned or acted upon.
Interesting.
Just to get that in our brains.
Yeah.
Love that. Right, we've only got we're on question five and we've got seven in total. Okay. Which of these statements is most accurate? A. All asexual people are aromantic. B. Asexuality always means abstinence. C. Asexual people are incapable of intimacy. D. Asexual people can still have fulfilling relationships, including sexual ones, if they choose.
D. Duh.
Duh. Asexuality is about attraction, not capability. Boom, mic drop. Some asexual people may choose to engage in sexual or romantic relationships for many personal reasons. Thanks. Correct. We knew that, didn't we? Okay, penultimate question. Question number six. A person identifies as agiosexual. What does this likely mean? A. They enjoy sex with others but not alone. B. They disassociate from or are passive towards sexual feelings. C. They are only attracted to one gender. D. They are open to sex under any condition.
Oh. It's not that they're only attracted to one gender, it's not D.
No, D. No, it's not D or C, which is attracted to one gender or open to sex under any condition.
Not helpful, because I'm stuck between A and B. What's A again?
A is they enjoy sex with others but not alone.
And what's B?
They disassociate from or are passive towards sexual feelings. Any idea?
Let's go B. I have no idea, I'm guessing. Was it B?
No, you did. It is B.
Yes!
It is. Well done.
Come on.
Did we? I don't know if we spoke about this
we
one.
Did. I think we did. I couldn't really remember it.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Yes!
Because we said it was about the ego or something.
Yeah.
We? Yes. Ego. Sexual. Also spelled. I can't say that word. People may have sexual fantasies or responses but feel disconnected from them or not wish to participate in sexual acts themselves. Okay, last question. Are you ready? Which of the following communities or umbrella terms does asexuality fall under? MSN. Sapphic. LGBTQIA+. Furry fandom.
I'm going to go with C.
The LGBTQIA+ would be correct. The A in LGBTQIA+ often stands for asexual, aromantic, or agender. Asexuality is widely recognised within queer communities. Woo! Go on, girl. I actually think you got every single question right.
I did get them all right. I did.
And for that.
Think about it. I did. I was keeping track.
You did very well. And for that, do you know what you get?
I get a month off.
You get a season two in September.
Fantastic. I'll be back.
Oh, that was a really nice way to round everything up. Well done. Did it feel like a test? Didn't give you anxiety?
No, some of them were a little bit like, oh, I don't know about this. But it just gives more inspiration for season two. So.
Exactly. And also, like, don't be afraid to be wrong. Just be afraid to be a moron and not give a shit.
That was aggressive. I liked it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more scary to end up as a moron than someone who cares and gets it wrong, but you give a shit.
Deep words to finish out on season one. I like it.
As deep as a shot glass, me.
That's it. I think we should get t-shirts for season there. I don't know.
I think we should. I think we should get merch.
Merch would be good.
Will you say a few things that could go on merch?
We are merchable, I will say that.
Definitely merchable. I think that's a slogan to go on. We're merchable. Anyways, have you got any wise words to round up season one?
I don't know about wise. Just like thanks. Thanks to you. Thanks to everybody else. Like, I love doing this podcast, so I'll be back.
Time will
tell. Oh, and the song. I've really enjoyed it, so I think a nice little break. Obviously, I won't have a break from you because we'll be in constant communication because we're obsessed with each other.
Correct.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to return.
Bigger and better.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. No, thank you so much for listening. I also had a nice haircut we didn't talk about. Very short. You can see it if you're watching on YouTube. Anyway, yes, thank you so much for listening and being supportive. And I promise you, season two, I'll be back on those socials. I'll be back TikToking. I'll be back in your ears. We will be back coming in your ears in September. So get messaging in, giving us lots of content to read out and reply to and react to, because that's the best thing ever. Thank you for being you. Hope everyone has a lovely August. And yeah, we'll be back in your ears in September. Don't miss us, will ya? Too much anyway. Miss us a little bit so you come back, but have a good time. Right. Cheerio.